Hi, I'm Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks, here to talk to you about Dev Intersection at the end of October in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And here with me today, Robert Green, who's been involved since the very beginning.
Yes,
thank
how
you
are
so much for being part of this.
This is one of the first times I've been in this room and been interviewed. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you're usually on this side of the desk, right? Well, you
absolutely.
Know, I sort of play both roles too, just normally without cameras.
Yes.
Pretty common thing for me. You've been focused on Visual Studio since it was called Visual Studio. I mean,
exactly.
It's been a long time.
Yes.
And 2015 shipped at the end of July. You know, we're doing a show in October. So for me as a content planner, talking to guys like you, it's a big part of figuring out, you know, where is everybody with Studio 2015?
Yep, 2015, latest version available now. And as always, it's a very big release. I've been doing the lap around Visual Studio talk a couple times, and it's like, how do you do a lap around Visual Studio in 75 minutes?
Yeah.
Because there's an
it's
awful
a big
lot in
lap.
There. It's not easy. There's, you know, new tooling for the new stuff, whether it's Azure or Office 365 or Windows 10, new tooling for the mobile stuff, whether you're doing C# and XAML with Xamarin, or you're doing JavaScript and HTML with the Cordova tool, or you're doing C++, whether you're doing Windows, iOS, or Android, you know, the whole shebang. There's new web tooling. There's not only the brand new ASP.NET 5 stuff, there's also new tooling and new features for the existing web stuff, 4.x. There's, you know, new language features, there's a new debugging enhancements and diagnostics. So whether you're doing brand new cutting edge stuff or whether you're continuing to maintain the same apps that you've been working on and are paying the bills and everything in between, it's just a lot.
And in the fall, we are going to have that conversation about here are the new tools for the new operating system.
Yep.
I mean, that's a piece of it, but I know a lot of folks are thinking that they get the new tools as part of their volume license agreement or however they get MSDN, they're going to use the new tools, but they're maintaining existing apps. Like, if I'm a WinForms guy, you know, is there stuff for me?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing new in the WinForms designer or the libraries.
Because it's perfect. It's pretty addictive. It's been a while, you know, if you haven't used it in a while, it works.
Yep. But for the code you write, there's all kinds of new stuff. There's new language features in both VB and C#. So the string interpolation, getting to use the dollar sign instead of string.format, which just makes it easier to use.
Tighter code, better feature.
You know, getter-only properties that you can initialize, or you know, in C# you can now use async events in the catch and the finally.
Yeah.
So there's also, in terms of editing, there's enhancements. There's the live code analyzer. So you get these light bulbs that people may have seen where, you know, you're writing code and a light bulb pops up to give you a hint as to either what's wrong with your code or ways you can make your code better. Sometimes they pop up, sometimes you get to ask for them. But for doing things like inline variables and extract method and these types of refactorings, Visual Studio's the new version does a lot to make it easier for you to code, to give you the ability to write less code, to write better code. It's also a feature in the Enterprise Edition called IntelliTest. It used to be called Smart Unit Test.
Right.
So you right-click on a method, run IntelliTest, and it will write unit tests for you. It'll look at your code, and it will go through all of the paths and say, okay, you're passing in a variable. What would happen if somebody passed in a null for that?
Right.
Oddly enough, if you don't handle it, that test fails right there.
Yeah.
But it tells you, you should probably think about this.
Well, and that to me speaks to, I'm taking over an existing code base. Mm-hmm. I want to make changes to it and have a sense that I'm not going to break it. So I want to start introducing a testing framework.
Yep.
You're going to make that easier for me.
Yep, there's enhancements to code map. So a way to map out the code and see the relationships among the various classes and namespaces.
Another really powerful thing for trying to drop into code. You maybe wrote it, but it was a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not fresh in your mind anymore and trying to pick it back up. I feel the same way about Code Lens.
Yes.
And we saw it in 2013, but now that it's in Pro, I think it's going to be a very that's an advantage for you as a developer to get immersed in code that's not already top of mind.
Right. So if you're using, you know, TFS or Visual Studio Online and the Code Lens feature gives you the ability to basically track what happened.
Right.
You're staring at a line of code that, you know, maybe you're the only one working on, maybe someone else is working on it, right? I come in and I look at the line of code and I go, wait a minute, I didn't write that. I wonder who changed that? Who changed that? Was it me? The Code Lens will tell you not only the lens in line, but also the information you can get additionally, who made changes to it, when, what got changed, and basically show you, kind of in graphical form, here's how often and how many times people have been working on this line of code.
Touching that particular piece.
Right.
Just to be able to get back to the check-in where that change was made and maybe see those notes and go, oh, this is what they were thinking about.
And that is not a feature of mobile apps or Windows 10 apps or apps that use machine learning or facial recognition or any of this cool new stuff. That is a feature of Visual Studio and it's a feature of code.
Yeah.
And the light bulbs and et cetera are a feature of the compiler.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the compiler works regardless of what code you're writing.
But so it's part of the tooling that's around
it's part
us.
Of the tooling.
Yeah. So we got new language features. I mean, Roslyn's alive, right? It's now we just call it C Sharp. But to also have these improvements of tools, and I think it's very easy to just keep working the way you've always worked and just be happy that the upgrade isn't noticed. But I think you're missing out on a lot of stuff.
No, you absolutely are. This is a feature of Visual Studio, so it then becomes, Visual Studio is a tool, right? It's called a developer tool for a reason.
Yes.
So 2015 is the next iteration of the tool you know and love, which means it comes with all kinds of cool and fancy new things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of which, as we said, are aimed at sort of the more modern, you know,
sort
development.
Of edge of development.
Right. Some of which are aimed at bread and butter, everything you do every day.
Yeah.
And if you get this new version of the tool, you really should try to better understand the things that are in there that can help you write better code. I mean, think about it. These features were put in to solve a problem,
right?
Anytime, I've said this so long that I'm almost getting tired of hearing me talk about it, not quite. But things are invented for a reason,
right?
So whenever anything new comes around, you gotta ask yourself a couple questions. What is this? Why was it invented?
Right.
What problem is it solving? How do I use it? Mm-hmm. Sort of in that order. So new features show up because the people who built the product think, well, this can help you be better as a developer.
Well, you usually gotten that from user voices and
yes,
and
a lot of the features in Visual Studio come from user voice.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So this is other people using the product wanting to make it better.
Yep. So whether it's, you know, Visual Studio or any of the other things that we're gonna talk about at the show, you know, I think this is a great place to go to learn more, not only for the stuff you're doing every day, but for the stuff that's coming. Stuff that you can do today using shipping software. I mean, Visual Studio 2015, it's shipping. Windows 10, it's shipping.
Yep.
Right? Machine learning on Azure, it's shipping. You know,
these things are real.
Office 365 API, shipping. Tons of stuff that you can do today.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Robert, thanks so much for chatting with me.
I'll see you there.
You bet. And if you'd like to learn about all of these things, the features in 2015 and all of those cool new features, come see us at Dev Intersection in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand the end of October. And if you sign up early, you can get a special package that might include a Surface 3 or a Microsoft Band or an Xbox. I'm Richard Campbell. Hope to see you in Vegas this fall.